This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
Bentley reduced the tuition by 0.08%.
So wow.
Really appreciate that. Nice gesture
that's
over there.
Fabulous.
That's just
number.
Like the pay cut you took at Entercom.
How dare you? I took the bigger one than you did there.
Oh, wow,
fella.
Cultural change is hard.
We're swinging our peck of pay cuts around.
I took a bigger pay cut than you.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Be careful. Be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
Greg could probably advise about how to social distance on the bench because he spent a lot of time on it in high school.
I hate sitting on the bench, man.
Double zero. You're in.
If we were up by like 30 or 40, boom, they're like, Hill, get in there.
Well, find me a guy who likes getting benched and I'll show you a guy who's a loser.
It's good.
Sometimes I get
I'm glad your dad put you in.
Dad?
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
I love that.
You do?
A dude can't get too close to you and rub his bits on your knee.
Bare naked penis.
I'm all for it.
Oh,
wow.
Speaking of penises.
Joined by.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
Talked to a buddy of mine who's in law enforcement. I also talked to another buddy of mine who's a criminal.
Look.
And he said he cannot wait for the warm weather.
Really?
Yes.
Bunch of criminals.
Is he in your phone, criminal?
No. Can we get criminal on the show this morning?
Can we get like a voice changer? Yeah, Do we have that capacity?
Yeah, if you have that, you might be able to.
The old news interviews where they black out the person's face, but you can still clearly see what they look like.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Tremont Street. As a resident facing the common, I have come to recognize whistling, which I believe is part of a signal for drug deals.
They're bringing drugs.
I'm pretty sure the city must know about this. It happens regularly throughout the day. I notice it when I have my windows open, which I try not to do often because of COVID-19.
Thank you, Ken.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID.
How many have got the Cordova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Taco Tuesday!
What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Yeah, what is good?
How was the weekend? Wiggy, did you have a good weekend?
It was the same as every weekend. I was I was a prisoner.
Listen.
Well, in your own home.
I did go to New Hampshire. Now I go to New Hampshire for everything.
Oh, you attempted a border crossing.
I crossed the border.
So did I.
Yes, I did.
Ken Narodik got right in my face this morning from 7 feet away to berate me for going to New Hampshire, for daring to go to a bar in New Hampshire over the weekend. How dare I?
You stuck a swab up your nose.
I tried to go to two Home Depots in Massachusetts, and the lines were wrapped around the corner.
You make a lot of trips to Home Depot. What are you doing?
Building?
Are you burying somebody in the
it's
backyard?
It's an essential store.
Oh, okay.
I need to get my water hose.
You need to get out of the house is what it is. Mrs. Wiggins is like, another trip to Home Depot? Wow, yes. You were just there 2 hours ago.
Well, we got to find a nice garden hose for her.
Hey, it's a big day today here in the Commonwealth. You can actually sit and sunbathe on a beach.
Woo!
And I believe that you can ride in a golf cart with an individual that you have been quarantining with. You've been set free today. Baby steps. And the weather's going to be beautiful for the beach or for golf.
Nice.
It's going to be 82 or something like that today. So get outside and get some of that vitamin D. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. That will include the dumbest of the day at 6:45 this morning and a holiday weekend edition of Quarantine 311 at 7:20. Did the lieutenant governor make it onto Quarantine 311 after
Big Day in Shrewsbury?
After what happened over
That's
the weekend.
A beautiful crib right there.
Uh-huh. Nice place.
Yeah,
nice
man.
Place.
I wonder what her housing allowance is.
It better be good.
Also, for Ken and others, Dr. Boney will join us at 8 on this morning show.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
When was the last time Boney saw sunlight? I mean, you've had him hidden away for weeks now.
He's like Dr. Fauci.
Poor Machek.
Well, there can be no Boney conspiracy once we have him on the show. So that takes away one of the weapons in Ken's arsenal. So Dr. Machek Boney from Penn State will join us at 8 this morning.
This is
streets are uneven when you're down.
The League.
Good way to start a short week with the Doors.
There you go.
Ken?
Greatest American rock band ever. Now, did you see my list from NPR? 14 summer activities as ranked and rated by epidemiologists. I've come around on 5 of the 14 I'm willing to do.
Really?
Now, out are religious services, nightclubs, forget it, eating indoors, weddings of 10 or more, haircuts, no way, shopping malls. Hesitant on hotels, although they say low to medium risk. And a little hesitant on public restrooms. They say low to medium risk on restrooms. But I am willing to go camping, backyard barbecues with one other family, if you bring your own food.
Uh-huh.
Beaches.
Right. Yeah.
Vacations with one other family. I like that. And, you know, so that I'm making progress, I feel like. I feel like we're open.
Is a vacation only like driving vacations? Would you get on the airplane to go on the vacation?
Oh, hell no. No.
So it's only driving
to the Cape.
What was the risk factor at the public restroom before all this?
I mean, depends which category.
I think it was pretty high.
What public restroom are you going to? Where is it?
All right, well, at least there's 5 things that you might actually bring your daughter elsewhere to experience.
Yeah, so, and tennis starting, you know, this week, so that's great.
Tennis.
Oh, wow. All right.
And so you're not going to, well, you don't need one, but if you needed a haircut, you wouldn't go get a haircut today?
No way. That's they say medium to high, but I'd say high risk.
I think today is the day that the protest beard goes away. I think I'm going to go get myself a haircut.
Yeah, I talked to my barber. He's like still trying to jump through some hoops and restrictions.
Oh really?
Yeah, so I'm trying
to. Like only one person or something like that?
What you can get, like certain things, shape ups, no eyebrows, you know, limited.
No eyebrow. Like what is the, who gives a frig if you get your eyebrows fixed
exactly,
up.
Exactly, Danielle.
It's so ridiculous. Exactly. You're going to open for one thing, but you can't do eyebrows.
So he said he's like targeting and looking at next week. So
he's not going to open today, your guy?
No. He's got to make sure he's got the proper like guidelines in
place. Your hair looks pretty good. Did you do it yourself?
No. It's just that's that juice and berries, the good curls. It's called being mixed.
What in the hell?
Look at you.
It's called being mixed. You'll never know about juice and berries, buddy.
All right, well, DIY at Home Depot in case you want to go there for your haircut, their wigs. But over the weekend, I was watching the match on TNT, me and 6 million other Americans, highly rated, and I was stunned following on social media at the outrage and glee at Tom Brady and the gleeful reaction to his pathetic performance on the golf course. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I overreacted to the fan base here. I think they are all in on hating Tom Brady, which is shocking to me. looking at people celebrate his demise on the golf course. But I was listening Saturday to the phenomenal Fitzy and Ken Laird show.
Yes. It wasn't, yeah.
And Ben Volen said this.
It's like something Alex Jones would do, like selling supplements and like hawking like miracle cures and stuff. Like, it is gross.
They're comparing Tom Brady to Alex Jones. It is incredible. I am ashamed of the Boston sports fan.
Everybody's been briefed. Everybody's been briefed.
Everybody has been briefed.
Amazing.
But Tom Brady, good or bad, was by far and away the biggest member of that group of four. I mean, he outshined Tiger, Phil, and Peyton. It was like they were totally irrelevant.
No, he didn't.
Come on.
Absolutely.
He saw every part of that golf course except the fairway.
But the biggest story was him splitting his pants, was his big shot from the fairway. I mean, no matter what, good or bad, he was the biggest story of that whole event.
Guy wants to sell a little bit of immune boost and now forget, now he's Alex Jones. Man, Jordan sell brand new Air Jordan 1s and people are running out, no jobs and buying them. We love Michael.
Well, he's always got you here to defend him, Curtis. That's good.
As long as I'm alive.
Listen, Curtis, I'm going to follow that train, right? We have now hit the delusional state and the fraudulent state of the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. I sat here, I believe it was yesterday, I don't know if Ken found the audio, but I sat here with resident and number one homer Fitzy, who basically said yesterday, Ken, do we got the audio or no?
Yeah, some of it. They talk over each other way too much on the show when you're gone, right? Well, but here's a little bit.
The roster can't be any worse now than it was back then.
Well, you lost Tom Brady.
Everybody,
right.
How great. I hate to say this about, I mean, being honest
in
your assessment, Brady. Hold on.
He's
how great was Brady in the second half of the 20?
Oh, my God.
So Fitzy said that Tom Brady wasn't very good weeks 9 through 17, and they are. Now, I want you to understand this. He said they are a better team today than they were headed into the Tennessee game.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I don't. No.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
That's a ridiculous thing.
And Curtis is right. The hate for Tom Brady for the, you know, prior to last year, this team for the previous 4 years was always ranked in the top five in offense. Prior to Tom Brady, now it is, he wasn't that good anyways.
The kid is. Or Stiddy or whatever. What does Tom call him? Stiddy? We got to see what he
but
is.
But it doesn't matter what he is. I asked a simple question. Do the Patriots have a better team today than they did heading into the final game, which was the playoff game against the Titans?
Right as always, Wiggy. You're right. Nick wrong. Yep. Danielle, what do you got?
For Stiddy.
We have another hometown sellout about which to be concerned. Everybody was criticizing Tom Brady for leaving town, going to another team, continuing to promote his merchandise, et cetera, et cetera. Newton's own John Krasinski, Office star, Jack Ryan star, being criticized widely online. You may remember like 8 weeks ago, John started this little web series called Some Good News because he wanted to bring people good news in their home during the pandemic.
Right.
And he did a little video series from his house. Well, it went viral almost immediately. I mean, I think the channel has 2.5 million subscribers. Some videos have up to 17 million views. He sold it. And everyone is losing their mind about it, saying that John Krasinski is a sellout because now he's no longer going to be hosting the web series.
Yeah.
CBS purchased Some Good News, and they're going to be airing it on their All Access platform, which is a pay service. Mm-hmm. So people are all over Krasinski saying, I can't believe you shouldn't have sold this. What a jackass.
Right.
What's this guy doing? He's so greedy.
Well, many were saying he should have given the money that he made to some sort of COVID-19 related charity.
Yeah, the optics on this, not great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't this the work that he's doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? He's going out there and doing it. Is that the video where he did like the dancing routine or something like that?
Yes.
From,
one of them.
I mean,
why can't we monetize things?
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Capitalism.
Well, it's they're doing the same thing with Brady. He wants to, you know, push his protection, his immune boost and stuff. But they make it sound like the guy came out and said, this is going to cure you from getting the COVID.
Well, he called it protect during a pandemic, but
I mean, he did raise $20 million for COVID-19.
Well, it seems like the only thing you could sell during this pandemic is Air Jordan once.
That's it.
All right. Video captured this weekend in Staten Island, New York, shows grocery store shoppers violently chasing a woman out of the store because she wasn't wearing a mask.
There you go.
Get out,
loser, bro.
Get out.
Yeah, go to a woman that acts like a dirty ass kid.
Dirty ass kid.
I love it.
Mob justice in action.
It's getting warm too.
Over a facial mask.
That was actually Ken and Mark James are on 9 yelling at Fitzy.
People don't react this way when someone is being mugged in front of them public transportation.
Mm-hmm. No.
I personally have had enough of the mask shamers.
Yeah.
As my mom used to say, mind your own beeswax.
They're bad. The mask shame is a bad man.
What happened to courtesy and kindness and
no.
And minding your own way in this world? So, all right. Well, it is a Tuesday. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up after trending, the Florida theme parks are reopening. And there is a new appropriate for the times mascot that is going to be introduced at one of them. Okay. So we'll get to that after Ken tells us for the first time this morning what is trending.
Now, here's the longest running voice of the morning on WEEI. It's the great Ken Laird with What's Trending Now.
And brought to you by Wiggy's Awaken 180 Weight Loss, reminding all their clients who've lost weight with Awaken 180, your coaches are still here for you. It's a promise of free support for life. Now, Hillman, when you say you're out on mask shaming, do you have personal experience here? Have you been shamed publicly?
No, because I choose to wear my mask. Right. Sometimes it's around my chin area because I want to be able to breathe. But I choose to wear it, and I will choose to wear it until such time as people tell me that it is no longer advised or suggested.
And the crazy thing about the mask people, right, is when people wear them, they're not even wearing them right. You know how many people I've seen wearing the mask, and their nose is out?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What's the purpose of even wearing the mask?
It's half effective.
Well, when I went Saturday to Bernie's on Hampton Beach.
Ooh, good spot.
With how many? How many people?
You need to wear a mask when Bernie's is an outdoor upper deck bar area. And you need to wear a mask to go from the entrance to your table.
Hmm. Right.
But then you can remove it and sit at your table and eat and breathe
droplets.
That's
why New Hampshire's great.
You can spit droplets all over the place from your table.
New Hampshire, I was in Home Depot. Some people wearing masks, some people not wearing masks. Yeah. They live for your die out there.
Well, huge ratings for the Brady v. Manning golf match. 5.8 million across the various Turner Sports channels, making it the most watched combined golf telecast on cable TV.
It was great television. It really was.
I watched that thing for 10 seconds and I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah, I'm shocked you lasted that long, Wiggs.
10 seconds. I turn on the Brady's looking for a golf ball. The guy's telling him use two links from some red steak. I was like,
yeah, that's the one that he dropped into the water.
I was like, really? This is what you're paying for?
What did you turn on when you turned that off?
Well, I went straight.
He went to Home Depot again.
Oh, okay.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, Danielle.
You went to Vietnam.
Took a little break first.
But you know what? Personally, I could watch Phil Mickelson mic'd up during any kind of golf match all day long. I mean, that was awesome.
Awesome. Spectacular.
When he talked everybody through that wedge shot that he was going to hit kind of into the rough, right in front of the green, and I mean, he executed it perfectly. Peyton, he was funny at some point.
Yeah, Peyton, I mean, man. Was Tiger even mic'd up? He said like two words.
Tiger was, that was weird. I don't know. Is that like a social anxiety thing?
What,
Danielle?
A miserable guy.
He's always got the meme mug on. Grilling somebody.
I think he was just kind of like mailing it in. He's like, hey, I got to play this round.
I got to do this charity thing.
But it's his home course. You'd think he'd be telling the guys like, oh, this is a third hole that goes dog leg.
He didn't say much.
Not the third hole he's concerned with, Curtis.
After the first couple holes, he didn't really say much. But, I mean, he did put every single ball in position A1 on his home course. So, but I believe I accurately predicted the result of that match on this show.
Great job.
On Friday.
And Brady talked about flying home to his house in Greenwich.
Big day for baseball, Hill Dog. They're going to present their financial proposal to the players today. Mm. There is some talk of some bending, possible deferred money. We'll see. The Japanese Baseball League is going to open up June 19th without fans. So some progress in other places. Over the weekend, NHL players did approve a return to play format, 24 teams, but they still have to go through some further particulars. So not a done deal yet, but still looking pretty good for maybe a late July NHL.
That's what every sport's looking at, right? Is late July, because the NBA said if they come back, it'll be late July.
And it looks like the biosphere for the NBA, right? They're looking for Orlando, Wide World of Disney, Sports Complex, everybody down there.
Which I think would be great.
And right? They're just saying just the strictly now looks like just the playoff format for the NBA, no returning to regular season.
Which would be Celtics Sixers, I believe, in the first round. Pretty good first round series. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show. Let your pictures in the paper be horrifically admired. You can have it or want it, you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Short one, though. Only a four-day work week, Wiggy, or a two-day work week. Well, two-day morning work week for you.
Yeah. Well, it's five-day work week because I worked yesterday.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, I mean...
Greg, you sound so out of touch.
I'm glad that Wiggy was willing to come in yesterday and...
Not a problem.
Hold down the fort, as the saying goes. Is it okay to use that saying?
Yeah, I think you can hold...
Is that an inappropriate saying, holding down the fort?
No, that's cool.
Probably an issue of some kind, I would imagine. Tomorrow on the show, Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. So Larry the Lawyer will answer your legal questions for free tomorrow morning at 8:15. And this is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Awesome, awesome. I look forward to the match since when they first reported it. When they first reported it, I was so excited about it. Two things I took away from it was, first of all, it was really good. I liked Mickelson's coaching with Brady. I thought Mickelson was awesome.
Yeah.
You guys agree? Yeah, Mickelson was awesome. Tiger was a pee bag, whatever. He wasn't. And, my second thing was, oh my God, I'll probably forget, but because I love you guys so much, I'll probably forget. What did you say? I loved it. I wish they played at Augusta. That was my other thing. I wish they played at Augusta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the deal was with Tiger. I don't know why he wasn't more talkative.
But he's a dink. Yeah, he doesn't seem like
him,
a talkative
though, right?
Dude, though. Yeah, Tiger's not very, he doesn't have this, bubbly.
He's not like the chipper guy.
Next year, Tiger's going to be matched with Belichick. They're going to be equally douchey.
That's what Tiger's like. I mean, Tiger would be like if you did something like this with Bill.
Yeah.
You know?
Have a little fun. It's your own course.
But that's not
Tiger
who he
Woods
is.
There.
Yeah, that's not Tiger Woods, y'all.
It just seems so, I don't know. Everybody else but Tiger was having a good time, making light of the situation, and Tiger just didn't want any involvement whatsoever.
I liked it because Tom Brady was me on Sunday. He hit balls into the woods.
Okay.
He had no idea where to drop out of the water, and he split his pants when he bent over to pick up a golf ball.
Yeah.
That's the only other thing that was, I think, at some point, it would have been great if he hit one of the other guys. I mean, he was playing like he could have knocked one into Mickelson's cart at some point. But, I don't know if he felt, do you think he felt pressure, Tom Brady?
Oh,
or do you think
definitely.
He's just not?
Nervous, yeah.
Do you think we should question his handicap? I think his dad said he's like a single, like he's a 7 or 8.
That is one of the toughest courses in the country. So even if you're an 8, you probably are on that course, you're about a 15 or
20. How much does he really play? You know, think about it. He's still playing football. He's still training. How much golf does he really get out there and play?
Well, not this season. I mean, he's actually going to participate in team activities this year, unlike the last four or five.
That is
true. He happened to miss a few OTAs.
That's why his golf game's kind of rusty. He's been out there throwing passes.
He's a good dad, as my old radio dad Jerry Callahan would say. You can't be a good golfer and a good dad at the same time.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Or if you don't have a lick of any athleticism in your body, like myself, then you can't be a good golfer either.
No, anybody can golf.
Let's see. This is Lloyd. What's up, Lloyd?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I don't. You know, this. You were talking about the masks earlier. I have to wear a mask in order to go into a store legitimately.
Yes.
But I wear prescription glasses. Mm-hmm. What happens is that I breathe into the mask and my glasses fog up. So basically, I have to walk around blind when I go in a store because am I the only person?
No,
I haven't heard anybody talk about this.
No,
am I the only guy that deals with this?
No, I have the same problem. I went for my aggressive elite run yesterday afternoon and upon returning, I wanted to go to the grocery store, so I put my mask on, And as soon as I walk in, the combination of the, you know, the change in air
right.
and the mask, my glasses completely fogged up. I was knocking people over. I was knocking displays over. I mean, it could be very difficult
right.
to deal with.
And I don't understand, like, if you're wearing the mask, then why is there still a line? Why are people still waiting outside? If we're all wearing masks, shouldn't we just be allowed to go into the Home Depot or the stores?
Because you have to mask and social distance, right?
But what's
right. They can't be mutually exclusive.
But what's the purpose? If I'm wearing a mask and you're 2 feet from me or 6 feet from me,
right.
what's the difference if we're both wearing masks?
I don't know.
I'm just tired of waiting in line.
All right. I won't even go near Costco's. The line goes around the building.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, dude, but everybody, you got to wear a mask in this, so just let people in.
Wiggy just did the mass hole S thing, Danielle. You noticed on Costco's.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Costco.
He went to BJ instead.
Yeah. He went to the Walmarts.
Went to Barnes and Noble.
No, I asked my wife. I said, I wonder if is there a Costco's in New Hampshire? Because everything I'm now doing is going to be on the other side of the border.
Why don't you just move to New Hampshire? That's the live for your die.
I think
state,
it's New Hampshire's.
But then I'll get double taxed or whatever.
You notice that Sununu reversed himself a little bit on Friday and said he didn't necessarily want all of the mass holes coming up there to eat.
Well, I'm up there
good
all the time.
I felt fine with it on Saturday when I went up there because he said on the show that it was fine.
Yeah.
I noticed
your glasses fogged up at the first plate of nachos you got at Bernie's bar.
It's a pretty good place, that place, Bernie's.
Bernie's Beach Bar is great. Yeah. What did you order?
Just some light apps. Hummus,
what did everybody else order?
Hummus and vegetables.
Okay.
Hummus and vegetables.
I'm looking at the menu right now, and he thinks you're lying.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Get you a nice second floor deck overlooking the water.
Yeah.
Nobody was in the water, though, right?
No. And it's difficult with the parking. It's like here in Massachusetts, finally you can sunbathe and sit mm-hmm. on a beach mm-hmm. today, but the parking lots are only at... you know, half capacity
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So,
do you know what's the most ridiculous thing about the beach thing? Because I live in a water adjacent community. And so in Swampscott and Marblehead, and in Lynn too, they've got the beachside, all the parking spots in front of the beach have cones or barrels or stanchions in front of them.
Uh-huh.
However, when you go for another mile down the street beyond where the cones stop, that's where everybody's parking. It's like you're just making people walk another 200 feet. It's ridiculous.
It's not like people aren't going.
They've got no parking, temporary police order signs up. People are still parking there. They don't care.
Well, the Swampscott website.
At Hampton Beach, the beachfront parking is closed, but aren't those parking lots on the other side of the street, aren't they open? That's where people are parking.
That's where they're parking.
So you're just making people walk further.
Did they spray paint orange arrows on the sand so I know which way to walk on the beach?
You're going to get a COVID.
You know who's on the phone is Pat from Maine, who was the winner of the Tuka Zoom last week. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Nothing. Want to thank you guys for that opportunity. We had a great time. We all enjoyed it a lot.
I thought the really cool part of it was the guys who had their kids on and let the kids ask questions.
That was my son, and that was one of my close friends growing up, the kid. He's a huge hockey fan, my buddy's kid is.
And, what'd you think of Tuka? Pretty cool guy, right?
Yeah, he's pretty down to earth. It was definitely different. I've never done anything like it before, and it was actually awesome to be able to do that, to be honest with you.
Well, Pat, that's the new normal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It is.
Drink.
Hey, Pat, what'd you think of Fitzy's hot dog question? Are you taken aback by that?
Hey, before I go, I have one question for you guys about baseball. Can I throw it out there?
Of course.
All right. So with Mookie Betts going over to the Dodgers, do you think this is going to hurt his contract next year? And a kind of a kick in the pants, maybe he should have taken that Red Sox contract?
Well, there are some who are saying that, correct, Ken?
That's what Gammon said last week. Yeah, he thinks $250 million at most, which just sounds fine to me. But...
I still think the money will be there for him when he goes to get his deal.
And you do?
I think he'll still ultimately be there because
it's an exception for an exceptional player kind of thing.
And it's not like Major League Baseball is going to, you know, all of a sudden implement some salary cap or what you can pay a guy. It's going to be based on whether or not the organization has the money to pay him. And I think the Dodgers, aren't they, you know, they're a team that has the money to spend.
Well, again, short of fans being back in the stands, mm-hmm. there's going to be an adjustment revenue-wise for right. every single major league sport. Like, you're an idiot if you don't realize that.
Right, but so, I think the elite are still going to be able to get their money, and it might affect maybe some of the lower-level players on what they used to be able to get, and they might have to kind of ride it out for however long it takes to, you know, build things back up. But guy like Mookie, I think the money will be out there.
Let me ask you, I'm going to put you on record, Wiggs. When do you think, what is the date where one will be able to attend a sporting event in person with others in this country?
I would say the end of August.
The
end of August, September.
You think so?
Well, you already heard.
What do you think it is, college football?
Well, you heard Troy Vincent of the NFL say they're planning on having fans at the stadium, right? We heard him, and he's second to Goodell or something like that. We already heard Ohio State say that they're working on ways to put
20,000
if things are a little bit relaxed, maybe 50,000.
So is Wiggy completely off the no sports ever returning this year?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he pivoted on that, baby.
That
baby was a pivot.
Pivot. Basketball, baseball, and hockey. But I've always felt like football would return and play.
What are you talking about? We had an argument
season. You said there would be no sports.
There would be
at
no
all
sports in 2020.
I said no sports.
Yes. And I kept pushing you on it. You said you're an idiot, Chris. Yes, yeah. No sports.
Well, I football will definitely be played. will be played. So all maybe right. I do owe you a dinner. Because
yep.
I agree.
Football, we'll go to Bernie's.
And college football. Boston College said they're opening up their campus. Notre Dame said they're going to open up there. So.
I saw a report over the weekend that Bentley is trying to find a way to get 20 fans into the stand. That's half of their normal capacity.
There'll be fans in the stands.
I hope.
So I'm going to flip-flop.
I hope so. This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. I was just going to talk about the match from the other day. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Happy Gilmore. But throughout the movie, Lee Trevino like pops out from behind trees and rocks every time Happy Gilmore does something dumb.
Yes.
Think about if Bill Belichick was hiding behind a rock and just popped out shaking his head.
Oh my God.
Every time Tom Brady had a bad shot.
That would have been great.
You suck, you jackass.
I did enjoy those who were saying on social media that Tom Brady is now 0-1 without Belichick.
But isn't it amazing?
I thought that was a pretty good line.
It's crazy, though. Like, even after watching, you know, seeing on social media, and I think it was kind of Curtis's lead, it's amazing how now people just look at Brady like, he wasn't that good. He's not, you know, I can't wait to see him lose. The hate for Tom Brady. It's amazing to me that, you know, rewind a year ago and people were like, oh, my God, the Patriots have always been so good because Brady's done this, Brady's done that, Brady's this, Brady. Now, I don't know what it is. It's just that the madness where now all of a sudden Brady's no good.
Well,
he's pushing products that are, you know, telling COVID-19 patients that if you take this, they'll be able to survive.
Well, don't you think the expectation has been that he is great at everything? So didn't you expect him on Sunday? Curtis, didn't you expect him to step up there on the first tee and, like, you know, hit it straight down the middle, 300 yards, pick up his tee and get in the cart and drive off? I mean, didn't you think he would be
nervous? And I've never seen Tom Brady look nervous before.
They all seem pretty nervous on the first hole, which was weird.
They're playing on national television.
That's what they do.
They're not playing their sport, though. They're playing something.
Well, even Mickelson and Tiger looked a little bit nervous, I think.
And you already know if you look bad on TV or if you look bad at doing something, then you're going to get dragged on social media.
I mean, Tom Brady was splaying balls into the woods, and I mean, he was feeling the pressure.
He had the most memorable shot of the entire day as Barkley is talking crap to him. He gets up there and drills.
That was a great shot.
I mean, you can hit that shot 5 million times, never get it in the hole, and he did it right there on national TV.
And honestly, that was a great shot. There was juice on that ball. It came back and went in. That was absolutely so. And it was much closer than I thought it was going to be. I mean, if you were looking when they finished the front nine, you thought it was going to be an absolute whooping.
Match number three, how about we just do alternate shot the entire round? Them each playing the front nine, their ball every time was just too long.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was great television. So, Derek, the Steelers fan, however, would like to comment, I'm sure, on that. We'll get him when we come back. We will also get to the dumbest of the day in about 7 or 8 minutes. A holiday weekend edition of Quarantine 311 coming up at 7:20 on today's show. Momentarily, the dumbest of the day. And then after 7, there appears to be some bad news for Bill Clinton when it comes to the new Netflix Epstein documentary, which I believe arrives tomorrow. I can't wait for that. Also, Wiggy would like to address Joe Biden's comment about being black. So I think we could do that. After 7 this morning. This is Derek, the Steelers fan, though. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Derek,
morning.
Did you have a socially distant Memorial Day weekend?
I did not. I broke every rule I could as many times as I could. How about that, Kenny?
Wait 2 weeks and we'll see the results of that one.
Yeah, okay. They've been saying that for months. Wait till you see what happens in Florida. Wait till you see what happens in Georgia.
Big
and here we
Florida.
Sit. Yeah, I hear you. Listen, first of all, how pathetic is Curtis, okay? Oh, that's the toughest course in the country. Yes, you know, you slid that in there real nice, Curtis.
Yes, he did.
But, well, I played it. I know it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time, huh? I like this. So if the roles were flipped and Manning was spraying the ball all over the place, how happy would you be?
Well, Peyton said much more time to play golf.
You're right.
But he played well. I mean, you can't deny that.
Yeah,
Peyton,
that's the one thing they said.
Peyton Manning played well.
He still looks like a goofy weirdo.
Now, I mean, he hit that big pressure birdie putt. I mean, he played well.
Yeah, he was cheating.
Wait a minute. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because your boy couldn't even get through a charity golf round without going back to his old behavior and cheating. And they caught him. The guy commented, did you not see it in here? You did, and you don't want to talk about it.
I didn't see it.
But he smashed one into the jungle, okay? They go back to him. He's standing in the fairway hitting 5. What's his name there? I don't know how to say the last name. I'm going to pull a Wiggy right now, but Trevor Immelman or whatever the hell his name is.
Immelman, yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, he goes, I don't know what ball he's hitting, but okay.
It is unbelievable how obsessed you are with the Patriots and Tom Brady being a Steelers
fan. But wait a minute. You're telling me Tom Brady is a single handicap and doesn't have any idea on the rule when it comes to dropping when you hit a ball in the water?
Like, Brady was risking being caught cheating on national TV?
No.
Like he really cared
about
that?
I don't buy the narrative that he's a single-digit handicap.
No, he is.
Because that's pretty good, right?
He is.
Yes, that's excellent, Wiggy. That is excellent.
So, Doc, can I add one thing?
Yes.
Because I've been right about so many things with this COVID crisis. Okay, what do they try to do this? Because, you know, I got to do a Zoom meeting every Saturday with my football team because I can't go work with them, which they desperately need. But that said, when they open up all the sports across the country with the football stadiums and what have you, and then they tell us, like they do when they tell us we can't play because of the bugs, and then the Patriots are playing on a Thursday night with 60,000 people there, I'll tell you, that's when I'm going to lose it, Hilda. That's when Wiggy's right.
Hey, you don't think that there's a chance that there's not going to be high school football played, do you?
I'm telling you I'm telling you right now, okay? What I'm hearing is not good.
Oof.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not good.
Really?
That doesn't work for me.
I'm telling you right now, Hilldog, in this state, and then what I'm hearing from – listen, they're all saying it. Very, you know, close to the vest and professionally because they don't want to say anything that they shouldn't. But the people I've spoken to, haven't given me a warm, fuzzy feeling that I'm going to be with my football team come August.
Man.
Oh, that stinks.
Well, that's why you got to go to New Hampshire. We already know that the governor of New Hampshire said he's doing everything in his power to make sure that there is high school. Because if there's no high school football, I mean, I think it really, this is for, you know, parents that kids don't play sports. Mines do. But for ones that don't, that means those kids ain't going back. They're going to be doing online learning at home.
No, I mean, you've got to find a way to get the kids back to school in September. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's harming them. I mean, it's kids of every age.
Yes, all across the board.
And some of the schools, like, you know, I'm fortunate where my kids go to Central Catholic and they have to have iPads and things of that nature. There's some of the schools that are in the inner city that they're way behind because of the fact that, you know, not all these kids had, you know, tablets or it's hard to get all these kids to be able to learn all online. So some of the schools were, you know, a month of not even going.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they got there, then it was like, well, you know, we can't really do this. So we're going to pass fail people and we're pretty much going to pass everybody. So a lot of these kids, you know, they're taking the L.
And Curtis, what's up with your boy Brady not hitting the driver once?
He probably wasn't hitting it well beforehand. You know, he's a preparation guy. If he wasn't hitting on the range.
Take the driver out.
How do you play like a par five without a driver?
You're partnered with Tiger Woods. Like, you know he's good. Take your driver out. I mean, it couldn't have been much worse. All right. Well, we are going to get to Quarantine 311 in about a half an hour at 7:20. Special holiday edition of that. And then at 8, because Ken has been whining relentlessly, we will have Dr. Maciek Boni on the show, back on the show.
Finally, some facts, some numbers, some answers.
Yeah, we can ask you some questions. He's our infectious disease expert, and he will return at 8 this morning. But right now, this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, we did our best to listen to everything that was said over the long holiday weekend, Curtis, and we have determined that this was the dumbest of the weekend.
It is not you ripping Brady for not hitting a driver. It is a woman in Central Park who is being asked to put her dog on a leash and then loses her ever-loving mind on an African-American man who is taking pictures of
her. Is that crazy, Karen?
So the guy was taking pictures of her.
Right.
Because the dog wasn't on a leash.
Right.
And then she loses it. All right.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the Ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
I can't.
That's why black people get killed.
Oh, my Lord.
Doesn't sound like a nice person.
No. So in the
he's literally not saying anything.
What is wrong with her?
So the end of this is she worked for Franklin Templeton. They have put her on administrative leave. The dog that she was yanking in this video has been placed in a rescue custody in Manhattan, and she says she's sorry.
Those videos happen all the time.
Yeah.
You get to see what it's like to walk in black skin.
The thank you at the end is when she finally puts the leash on the dog.
I love Corona. Corona has shown white people what it's like to be black.
To be black?
You mean if you're not wearing a mask?
If you're not wearing a mask, right?
Yes.
You are going to be harassed and videotaped.
Can't just walk down the street, Greg.
No. Try walking down the street without a mask on. And then go talk to a black person and go, I can feel your pain.
I mean, it is kind of funny in the video. She's wearing a mask, but she doesn't have her dog on a leash.
No.
I mean, she follows some rules, but not every rule, the others. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I am. I'm threatened for my life.
How do you feel about the dogs being leashed everywhere, Danielle?
As far as what?
Well, when I was a young man.
I know, dogs ran wild through the neighborhoods because it was the 50s.
My second dog, Shadow.
Yeah.
Because the listeners from the old show know what happened to my first dog, Winky.
Yes, Winky. Very sad story.
But my second dog, Shadow, would run all over the neighborhood.
Yeah, we don't do that these days.
No, put your dog on a leash.
Nobody cared.
Put your dog on a leash.
Yeah, your dog needs to be. And if you're gonna let your dog off leash, it should be on. You should have voice control over your dog.
No. The dog should never be off a leash.
I find it funny your current dog is named Upstairs Joe. I'm not sure what that's about.
You should never have a dog off a leash.
Why?
Because you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
That's a great reason.
Idiots like you have pit bulls.
Right, exactly.
Let's not start this argument.
That's the reason why, right? Because there are going to be people, it goes back to the mass shaming. People are going to shame you if your dog looks a little intimidating and is not on a leash.
Right?
Whereas if you got a little... You know, the Taco Bell dog, everybody's like, oh, it's cool. And this, no, I'm a dog person. Keep your dog on a leash. There's two things you should not do. One is always keep your dog on a leash, right?
Yep.
And the second thing is don't come up to my dog getting all in his face wanting to pat my dog.
No, you got
to
ask. You always have to ask if you can.
Don't even ask. Listen,
why? Did you read a children's book that's going to come out? It'll be Boston and the Black Man.
How would you feel, Danielle, if you were a parent walking down the street and you had your kid and somebody goes, ooh, what a beautiful kid. Can I pet his hair?
She spent her first 6 months at Hofstra focused on petting.
Yeah, but
I don't think she has.
I don't remember most of it, but that's what they tell me.
She was petting something different.
I was getting petted.
No. Heavily. Don't pet. Don't pet dogs.
Free drinks. So.
Keep them damn things.
Dark weekend
on a leash.
For me, though, Greg. Pudge Man tore his ACL.
Your dad's going to have to pay for that one. Yep.
Expensive surgery.
That's brutal.
How does a dog tear his ACL?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's his ACL, something in his knee. He was chasing another dog, and then he just collapsed into the grass.
Sounds like a 311 call waiting to happen at Selby. Does somebody call on you?
There's a man with a mask who just tore my dog's ACL.
Like Brady on the front.
It's like $3,000, $3,500 for ACL.
Whatever. Got the old man's card.
Tell him.
Here's a text from a listener of the new show who says, what happened to Winky? It's very simple. My dad ran over him, and then he lied about it.
Said he ran away?
Yeah. No, he said, Winky... my dad ran over him in the driveway, couldn't tell me for a while, and then he explained it away as Winky must have been hit by another car in the street, and then limped all the way home mortally just to try to see you one more time.
And then died in the driveway.
And that's why he died in the driveway.
That's two pets you've had die in the driveway. I'm not standing next to you in a driveway ever.
That's what you get for not having your dog on a leash. Let him run free in the driveway.
Yeah.
He's dead.
It's like being my pet is like working for the Clintons. All right.
That was well done.
Speaking of the Clintons. We'll get to the news, which is not good, apparently, for Bill Clinton when it comes to the new Netflix Epstein documentary, which drops tomorrow and which looks excellent. I mean, horribly excellent. So we'll get to that. Wiggy, I know you want to talk about Joe Biden. We'll do that. And we'll get to Quarantine 311 coming up at 7:20.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.